fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the fourth day of November 2007. This is the second hour of the John Moore Show. Welcome aboard. We have on hold my friend and I guess we could say colleague, since we share information, Professor James McCanning. Professor McCanning is a credentialed scientist who started out his young career at Cornell University, working in his chosen career path of dealing with matters regarding space. He had a very unique opportunity at Cornell University back in the 1970s to get the unfiltered, uncensored raw data coming in from NASA space vehicles. And because he had that access, which is very special and very unique, he was able to develop his theories about comets and other space-related matters that was revolutionary, cutting-edge, and flew in the face of standard doctrine, especially that doctrine put out by NASA and NASA-related scientists. It's been a hard road for Jim these past 30-something years, flying in the face of NASA and these scientists who put out the company line about comets being dirty snowballs, about outer space being electrically neutral, both of which Jim McCanning has proven to be absolutely false, in my opinion, and I've read all his books. And if you haven't got his books, you're going to find out how to get the books. And if you haven't read his books, I'm going to urge all of you to get and read all this man's books. If you think you can come to an understanding of why we're growing vegetables in Greenland in the first time in 1,000 years from reading this mainstream stuff, you're wrong. First break coming up. We'll be back with Professor McCanny in a moment. Hold on.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. This is the 4th day of November, 2007. And without further ado, Professor McCann, are you there, sir?
Hi, John. How are you today?
Hey, good, Jim. Jim, we're off the air. You and I were talking about this Common Homes. Give us an update on what Common Homes is, its history, what's going on, and the effects it's having on us.
Common Homes, H-O-L-M-E-S, is a comet that was discovered in the 1800s, I think 1882, something like that. And has been studied ever since. It's in an orbit out beyond Mars. The orbit ranges between Mars and Jupiter and is one of the Jupiter comet families. The big planets, Jupiter, Saturn, each have families of comets, and so Common Homes is a member of the Jupiter family of comets. So it's been studied for well over 100 years, 110 years about.
Right.
But anyway, last week, all of a sudden, after 100 years of being observed in this little teeny comet that supposedly the nucleus is only like 2 miles across, very small and but observable because they knew where it was, all of a sudden it rose in brightness by about 1 million times overnight, becoming
really
the brightest object, almost the brightest object in the sky. And The The situation is that I tried to look for a reason, and of course, standard science really didn't know what was going on. So I looked for alignments and electrical conditions, and sure enough, we had no less than three planets aligning up with the comet electrically: Mercury, Venus, Mars, and then the comets. So all of a sudden, this comet happened to wander into that electrical path, and wham, it excited. So I knew the explanation for why it was excited. Then another very strange occurrence happened, that many comets develop a long tail when they get this big and bright, but this comet did not. And so I looked back into my theoretical work, and sure enough, I had developed the equations for this kind of a comet back in the late 1970s, and it's related to the level of charging of the comet in a very highly charged comet.
But Jim, space is electrically neutral.
So that it explained this round shape of this comet. So this is a very highly charged comet, and it's now the next thing that happened is, as this comet became excited, Earth is almost in the same electrical path. We're just approaching this electrical connection path with Mars and Comet Holmes, and all of a sudden Earth erupts with probably a dozen tropical storms, three of them turning into hurricanes, one of them being Hurricane Noel. And
really?
Now this is after a whole hurricane season of no hurricanes, except for the couple that were in August.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we're out of the hurricane season at the end of October, and all of a sudden we've got Hurricane Noel, which continues to move northward into cold North Atlantic waters in the month of November, and is now banging on the door of New England with hurricane-force winds.
Right.
So a lot of people, including NOAA and the National Weather Service, have no idea why all of a sudden in November we have a hurricane offshore of Massachusetts.
Amazing.
What's wrong with
that
picture?
I know. Well, I was saying earlier, people need to be reading your books. Give us your website, Jim, so people can find your books.
The website is seven letters, is the abbreviated form, www.jmccsci.com. That's short for J. McCanny Science. Once again, that's JMCC, S is in Sam, C is in Charlie, I is in Indigo.com, JMCCSCI.com. And I've got a number of very long write-ups dealing with Comet Holmes at the very top that you can read, and then the link to the books, et cetera, is just down. Keep scrolling down, and you'll find the link to the books, the weather book, the Planet X, Comets, and Earth Changes book. All of the books relate to understanding what's going on in the solar system.
Well, people need to read these books. I run into so many, you know, people don't read anymore, Jim, and they expect to figure out what's happening, why it's happening, how it's happening, without reading. And you simply can't do it. You can't. And reading Jim McCanny's books is a great way to educate yourself as to what science really is behind these weather-related events.
Right. The amount of information in these books, I wrote them for the general public, and they are as true today as they were as when they were first published. The books all have, as appendices, my original published papers that stretch all the way back into the 1970s. So you'll get the history of what I've done. You'll get a real bird's eye view of the science world and how it works. Plus, you'll understand the science itself.
Absolutely. And for all you folks out there, I asked my webmaster to put a link for Jim's site on my webpage, and on my links page, I do have a link for Jim McCanny's website. So that's another way to get there. Jim, tell us what's coming up. What's your new project? What are you working on now?
Well, I have a book out that's called Calculate Primes, And I'm working on some additional material relative to the prime number system that's very interesting, dealing with number theory. And this is something that the public also can understand. The Calculate Primes book, which is also on the webpage, deals with a 2,500-year-old mathematical problem that I solved and then presented the material to the mathematics community and then wrote this book for the general public so they would understand prime numbers. But it gives a whole new way to look at numbers. We look at numbers like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the counting numbers.
Right.
And then we have, for example, the base 10 numbers, 1, 10, 100, 1,000. And what I realized is that there's a real lack of understanding of mathematics and number systems because of limitations in our number system itself.
Right.
And so I developed a whole new way of looking at numbers. And when you start looking at numbers in this new light, all of a sudden, things, problems that used to be impossible to solve, all of a sudden become resolvable. And so
right.
that's something I'm working on now is upgrade or additional material to the Calculate Primes book.
Well, it sounds like some fascinating things to be working on. Do you have a topic picked out for your radio show coming up this week?
Well, here are a couple of things I've been working on, and control of science and scientists. Something that, for example, Hitler's Germany was very aware that one of their top priorities was to control science and scientists. And much of the success of World War II, pre-World War II Germany and Germany during World War II was due to their scientists. And the fact, more than that, the fact that the government funded them and provided them with very specific programs like the V-2 rocket program, the V-1 and V-2 rockets, et cetera, the technology for controlling the public. They had a tremendous amount of control over their scientists. And we see that today in the United States, which is controlling science on a global scale. And this is part of the globalist agenda. The foreign scientists get drawn into this. They're just like lambs coming to the slaughter because they have no idea. I mean, America is the big golden country with all the funding, and if they get a little piece of NASA funding, they just, oh, that's the greatest thing because they don't have any funding in their own country, not at the level that we fund science. And
so control comes through money, through funding.
It's all about the money. Then they butter these guys up, and they get to fly around the world, like with our scientists, the way the American scientists do. I call them scientific vacations. And they fly first class. They fly all over the world. This week they're in Tokyo. Next week they're in Sweden. After that they're in the Cayman Islands. After that they're in the Canary Islands up off of Spain. Then they're in Italy for the next week, and then they're back here for a while. Then they get to go to San Francisco. And then how about Acapulco? They had one there. A lot of the winter meetings are held in Hawaii.
Right.
So I call them scientific vacations.
All expenses paid, right.
Yeah, all on their grant money, et cetera. But the other thing is, who controls the science? What are they doing with this science? And part of this, too, is that there are two major levels of scientific research. I call them Tier 1 and Tier 2. And the Tier 1 science is something you never see. It's Tier 1 science deals with scientists who are working on control projects, black ops projects, et cetera. And the Tier 2 science is what you see. If you go to, like, meetings I go to, international meetings, you might have anywhere from 1,000 to 15,000.
We got a break. Stay tuned. Jim, hold on. We got our break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. We're interviewing Professor James McKinney. Jim, are you here, sir?
Hi.
Before we get back into our topic here, give us your website, please.
The website is jmccsci.com. That's J, M as in Mary, C, C, S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, I as in Indigo.com. And a lot of the topics I talk about, there's more information there. And all my radio show archives are there, the books, the DVDs, the videos. And there's a DVD that we just produced this past summer with 8 historical videos of my lectures going back to 1986. So you'd see me as a much younger person and then growing with my theoretical work. And so it's kind of a historical view of my work and my progress.
Yes, outstanding. Well, I urge everybody to get everything Jim has. It's absolutely essential information that folks need to understand how this world of ours is working. Now, getting back to our topic here, Jim, let's go ahead and go.
Okay, I was talking about control of scientists and just giving some examples. Now, this past week, James Watson, who's an English scientist, he's a Nobel Prize winner, and was with Crick and Watson many decades ago, discovered the double helix, something we all know about from DNA and genetics. He was targeted by a globalist news network. They sent a news reporter out who actually had worked with him previously in his lab. This woman went to interview him, and they were there to set him up. And they asked him a question about Africa. Now, there's a lot of political activity going on in Africa right now. The globalists are in there trying to disrupt those countries to, first of all, create chaos, then come in with UN, U.S. forces, and what they call coalition forces, and to take over these countries. And in the booty that they're looking for is uranium, oil, diamonds, and other resources of these African countries. So at any rate, they were targeting James Watson because he is involved in studies dealing with human development and the social development of the human race and human beings relative to their environment. It's a topic called eugenics, which throughout history has had a very tumultuous past because it's been used incorrectly. There's been some very bad science involved in the topic or the field of eugenics, that E-U-G-E-N-I-C-S.
Right.
But at any rate, it's a current topic, and this topic flies in the face of the globalists who want all of us to be exactly the same.
Now, hold on, Jim, before you go any further. The people who scream the loudest, the East Coast establishment liberals who graduate from Ivy League schools, the people who scream the loudest are the very same ones who practice it very diligently within their own families.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're a liberal East Coast Ivy League graduate student and you're 50 years old. You've got a 30-year-old daughter, 25-year-old daughter. You think you're going to just tolerate your 30-year-old or 25-year-old daughter marrying somebody with a borderline retard IQ? You know, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
These people practice eugenics within their own families, and they're the ones screaming the loudest and longest against eugenics.
Right. It's a very controversial topic, but what they did is they targeted James Watson, and overnight they had an international smear campaign ready to go on the front page of all the newspapers, and this guy was stripped of all of his life's work overnight. And the other thing that I want to make clear is they picked someone like James Watson, and they said, who is so big, and we're going to take him down so hard and so fast, and we're going to show all the other scientists that no matter how big you are or how big your name is or how many Nobel Prizes you have, we can take you down overnight. We can destroy your name, your career, and everything you will ever do and send you to your grave as a social outcast. That's what they did.
Is that why Dr. Van Allen pretty much kept his mouth shut after the moon shots?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he's been on record as saying that there is no way to get a man through the Van Allen belts, which he discovered. He's the discoverer of the Van Allen belts, and he stated on the record. But he's, like you say, he's very quiet. They've tried.
I think he died this year. I think he died in 2007. But he had nearly 40 years, 1969, that he could have publicly exposed us. I mean, had widespread public exposure of the fraud of the moonshots, and he chose to keep it quiet. He did make a public record. God bless him for doing so. But that's been almost nobody knows about it.
Right. Yes, exactly. And that's the thing with scientists. They are owned. I got a kick out of these scientists. They were complaining when the studies relative to global warming were censored. And I said, yeah, you people, what do you think? Everything you do is owned. You people don't
Absolutely.
Have freedom of speech.
Jim, hold on. We got a break here. We'll be right back. We got about 10 more minutes with Professor McCanny. Be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. We're visiting with Professor McKinney and getting an update from him on how these scientists are controlled. You still there, Jim?
Hi, John, yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, anyway, there were a couple other topics I wanted to quick touch on here. And we could go on for a long time on all of these topics, but I want to touch on them that these are things that I'll be giving more details on in an ongoing basis. Three things I quick want to talk about. One is Baal worshipers. And this is something I'm trying to make public due to their connection with the planet Mars. Baal was a historical entity, and we have people in this country in high places who are Baal worshipers, and the object is to create confusion, disillusionment, and destruction and death and suffering amongst the population of the world.
Okay.
And anyway, I wanted to mention that it's related to the planet Mars. Baal is related, and this is one reason why NASA has a number of secret studies associated with Mars. Anyway, that's a topic that I've been trying to bring to the forefront here. The next topic that I want to quickly mention, it's something called H.R. 1955.
Okay.
The Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. It's being raced through the House and the Senate right now. Very few people are aware of this. It passed 404-3 the other day through the House.
That's scary.
The whole idea is to target people in their homes who could be terrorists. And were born here, raised here, they're American citizens. And the idea is to allow an express route into your house and into your personal life to uproot any terrorists. And what it really is a way for the globalists to find out who is opposing them and who might rise up against them. And it's believed by a lot of people that they're putting this in place because something's going to happen and they need something in place to go into your home and basically stop individuals from rising up against the events or activities that are going to ensue here.
Absolutely.
That's, once again, H.R. 1955, the Homegrown Terrorist Prevention Act of 2007, and there's a lot of growing information on the Internet about that.
There is, absolutely.
Last thing is Wikipedia. Is everybody knows what that is if they've been on the Internet. Anytime you search on something, Wikipedia comes up to the top. And it's supposedly a human or a public-created information base, but it's been truly taken over by the government trolls and the New World Order to basically rewrite history. And so they're very active in their recreating history, rewriting anybody who is like they have slams in there against me. They have their trolls in there that try and belittle me or negate what I'm doing. And so it's basically another tool for what we call the globalists, the people who, and there are people who are working full time to bastardize our history. And this is now working in association with Google. So whenever you search on something in Google, usually one of the very top things, if not the top item that'll come up, is Wikipedia.
Well, can we put our stuff in there too, Jim?
Absolutely. But it's going to be ground out, changed, and you're going to have, if you put something in there, John, you would have to go back every day to make sure somebody hasn't gone in there and changed what you wrote.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, who has time to do that?
That's exactly
right. The government trolls,
right?
The government trolls. Well, Jim, I know you wanted to scoot out of here in about 2 or 3 minutes. Give us your website again, please.
It's jmccsvi.com. That's short for J. McCanney Science. And a lot of this information is there. The 2.9 gigabytes of information on my page, so it's enough to keep most people busy for a little while.
I'd say so. And I've got a link at my website, thelibertyman.com, the Jim's website.
Great.
Well, you've got to tell us about your radio show, and I got to scoot out of here. When and where is your radio show every week?
Every week is Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, and it's heard worldwide on WWCR 5.070 megahertz. That's the shortwave carrier, and then all of my shows are archived on my webpage, so you can go down to the radio archives if you missed the live show. So
and you go straight through with no commercials and no calls.
Right. Yeah, and I'm usually running at the end of the show trying to get all my information out
I know.
For the week.
I know you are. well, Jim, we're about at the time that you wanted to get out of here. Any final comments before we had a couple of minutes before you wanted to scoot here?
Just one for parents of kids who are either in grade school, high school. Wikipedia has become one of the primary sources of information for kids, whether they're doing reports or doing research for school or whatever. So be aware that Wikipedia is really not what you would call a scholarly source of information. And as with any misinformation, they put enough good stuff in there to make it look like a real source of information, but what you're getting there is a lot of misinformation mixed in.
Okay, well, it's good to know. Well, Jim, I know your time is up. We thank you for your time, sir, and I urge everybody to go to your website, buy your books, and listen to your radio show.
Thanks, John, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir. And, of course, that was Professor James McKenna. He has a previous obligation he had to get to. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a live call-in show. We've got about 20 minutes left, more or less. And the call number is 800-313-9443. And it is dark. It is dark, dark, dark here in deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. First show since the time changed, I guess, last spring. We went to the longer days. But that's part of it. Nights are getting longer and cooler. And that's okay. That's the way it's supposed to be. Professor McKenna has had an interesting career, and he took the hard path. He decided he would walk away from the temptation of government money and do the right thing. And it's been a long road for this man, and he's paid a big price for that professionally. And I'm sure economically, too, he and I haven't talked about it. But he did the right thing. And his work, his books, will save, in my opinion, tens of thousands of innocent people. I recommend all his books. One book in particular, his 60-page pamphlet, he calls it. It's a booklet. I regard that book so highly, friends of mine regard it so highly, that we seal it and we triple seal it in plastic bags, one bag inside a bag inside a bag, and we lock it up inside our gun safes. This little booklet tells you how to put together a calendar once the year has changed and the seasons have changed. This is the kind of information that can save your life. This has happened before. There's recorded history. Within recorded history, the year has changed from 360 days to 365 days. And the seasons have changed. There are places that are now used to be tropical that are now Arctic. If the seasons change and the calendar changes and you plant your seeds, your precious seeds for vegetables and grains at what you think is springtime and it's actually fall, you're going to lose your crop and it may cost you and your loved ones your lives. Putting together a calendar after these seasons change is a matter of life and death. Professor McKenna's 60-page pamphlet can help you do that with simple tools at hand and the knowledge that he gives you. Absolutely essential, and I urge everybody to get all his publications. Let's get back to preparedness. We had a caller earlier asking about the closest passage of Planet X. I mentioned that to Jim off the air. He chose not to address that particular topic this go-around, and it was his choice. He has said publicly, and I agree with him, what are you going to do once you find out the date of passage? Buy another case of tuna? What are you going to do? Well, you should have all your food stocked up. You should be contacting your freeze-dried guy and getting what you need now. Don't wait until the last minute. Because guess what? Once it becomes public knowledge that we're in deep trouble and food supplies will be critical, a matter of life and death, it will probably be too late, because those food supplies are going to be gone. They'll be gone in a heartbeat. I guarantee it. They'll be gone in a heartbeat. That massive, beautiful warehouse that freeze-dry guy has, that'll be cleared out in a week or two, and it won't be resupplied. The time to get your freeze-dried food is now, not when everybody figures this out. Then it will be too late. Of course, he has a telephone number, 530-265-8333. I say again slowly, 530-265-8333. And my live studio audience is criticizing me for not doing it slow enough. And I will say it again slowly, 530-265-8333. Freeze-dry guy cares about his customers, and he will consult with you about your needs for you and your loved ones, the special dietary needs that individuals may have. Republic Broadcasting has some excellent products. The Berkey water filter is an excellent, well-made product. It's been around for decades. Red Cross uses these in emergency situations. For a base camp filter, you can't do much better. No, you're not going to throw this in a backpack and go cross-country with it. That's not what it's meant for. For a base camp filter, you can't do much better. If you have a number of people, I would get one Berkey for every six people. As the water requirements, you need about a 1 gallon per person per day of drinking water. And you don't want to be short on that because dehydration is not a fun thing. So I would calculate at least one Berkey water filter for every six people you plan on having wherever you're going for your safe haven. That would be a good kind of rule of thumb. Most people consume 2 gallons of water a day, 1 gallon just for drinking, a second gallon for basic hygiene needs and cooking and so forth. So for six people, that would be 12 gallons a day. So, yes, absolutely, you should plan on that. I was hoping to get Jim Rawls, the author of Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse, as a guest on my show. I had him on a previous show I had at another radio station years ago in the late 1990s. So far, Jim has not got back with me, but that's okay. Jim's a very private guy, and I respect his privacy. His book is a true lifesaver, Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse. Available at his website, Survival Blog. I'm not selling his book yet. I hope to get in a case sometime in the near future. Survivalblog, blog.com. Excellent way to get it. And it's a well-done book with two new chapters from the publisher he's working with. I highly recommend the book. It's a great novel, and it's a great source of knowledge and information and wisdom. Highly, highly recommend that book. Let's get back. We've got a few minutes to visit here before the end of the show and talk about the basics. I haven't done this for a couple of shows. The basic part of survival is spiritual preparedness. We know from the experience of POWs, American POWs in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, that those who are spiritually prepared are much more likely to survive the harsh conditions of a POW camp than those that are not. That's not even debatable. We know that. You need to do that now. Get your spiritual house in order. After that comes your health, your physical health. Whatever health conditions you have, if you can improve them, do so. If you can improve them by natural means, do so. If you have to take some pharmaceutical products to be healthy, you believe, or to stay alive, you believe, you need to find natural substitutes because you may be cut off from your supplies of pharmaceutical products in a long-term crisis. You might be cut off from your supplies of pharmaceutical products in a long-term crisis. You need to be working out and eating healthy food. Even if you aren't preparing for a long-term crisis, that's just simply a smart way to live. It is absolutely a smart way to live. Eating good, healthy food with the least amount of human tampering possible, fresh fruits and vegetables, minimal amount of red meat, a little bit heavier on the fish and poultry, fresh sources if you can get them, or the poultry hasn't been all shot up with antibiotics and growth hormones is even better. You'll be far better off. And eliminate the following from your diet. All artificial sweeteners, try to eliminate the refined white sugar if you can, which includes brown sugar. Soft drinks, eliminate tobacco products, minimize alcohol products, and you'll be far, far better off. Certain things like MSG, monosodium glutamate, and soy products, non-fermented soy products, you need to eliminate from your diet. I'm not saying it's easy. If you're out on the road like I am, it's very difficult to eat healthy when you're on the road. You can do it and come fairly close, but it is difficult. If you want to take food and vitamin supplements like I do, seek out the help of a healthcare professional like a chiropractor. There's lots of good vitamins and supplements out there. However, how do you know what to take, when to take it, and how much to take? Self-diagnosis is not a wise thing. Even healthcare professionals don't do that themselves, if they're smart. Self-diagnosis is not a wise thing. We've got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is John Moore. It is Sunday, the fourth day of November 2007. Getting back to the basics of preparedness. Well, we mentioned spiritual preparation. We mentioned getting in physical condition. A little bit more on physical condition before we move on. If you're going to commence an exercise program of any consequence, you probably should check with your medical doctor first and make sure you can engage in that activity while causing no harm to yourself. Studies have shown that even elderly people, men and women in their 80s, engaging in regular activity will show improvement in their physical energy and strength. So that's a good thing to do. Then come skills, multiple skills, skills that you can't learn out of a book, skills that you have to learn by doing, the skills of a backpacker, which includes cross-country navigation, building shelters with field expedient materials, preparing food, cleaning up after the food, field hygiene, multiple skills related to backpacking, learning how to pack everything you need to live in a backpack and still be able to walk day after day after day because you haven't packed it too heavy. The skills of a marksman with rifles, shotguns, and pistols. The skills of a carpenter, a plumber, an electrician. The skills of a farmer. The skills of a cook. Lots of skills. If you're a young person, listen to me talk, you may think, oh my goodness, I can't do all of that. And no, you can't. Not in a short period of time. You need to prioritize. Now, first on my list would be first aid. You need good first aid skills, preferably the skills of a paramedic or an EMT. Paramedic is a little bit lower level skill level than the emergency medical technician, I believe, unless I got it backwards. Did I get it backwards? I think I maybe I did. EMT is lower now that I think about it. Anyway, your local junior college offers courses in emergency medical training. They don't cost a lot of money, and you can learn some excellent life-saving skills and, of course, get a medical kit, equal to your skill level, and you'll be good to go in that area, and you can actually save some lives. Getting these skills takes time. The skills of a ham radio operator, for example. Professional-grade radio equipment is a bit more complex than using a cell phone. My 10-year-old grandson can use a cell phone quite easily, and most children can. Professional-grade electronics and communications equipment is a bit more complex than that, although youngsters have been able to be trained to use professional-grade communications equipment. You need the skills as much as you need the equipment. One without the other is a waste of time and money. We are out of time. It was good visiting with you, ladies and gentlemen. You all have a safe week and a blessed week, and God bless America.
With recent